I have the honour to speak on behalf of the European Union and its member states. And a big thank you to the High Commissioner for your opening remarks, which were both insightful and very moving. We've taken good note. The EU and its member states share your deep concern about the constantly rising number of forcibly displaced persons worldwide. This calls for an accelerated implementation of the humanitarian development nexus, addressing root causes and systemic changes to decrease aid dependency and foster resilience, with UNHCR maintaining its core humanitarian and protection mandate while mobilizing development and peace actors. For decades, the EU and its member states have been a leading and reliable humanitarian development and peace donor. Team Europe works to support a sustainable approach to humanitarian support, focusing on prevention, resilience, and long-term solutions. In 2023, the EU and its member states provided nearly one-third of all global humanitarian aid recorded by OCHA. According to the latest OECD DAC figures, Team Europe contributed the largest share of global funding, about 42%, for refugee situations in low and middle-income countries. And so far in 2024, the EU and its member states have contributed close to $1 billion to UNHCR's budget. This has included significant contributions of flexible funding, including earmarked or multi-year funding by many of our member states, as you highlighted, High Commissioner. So it's a tangible example of EU solidarity, and it's also a demonstration of Team Europe delivering, making an impact with burden and responsibility sharing at the very core. The EU and its member states reiterate their full commitment to continue addressing forced displacement crisis, including protracted situations. And over the next 5 years, the European Commission, which formally started its mandate on December 1st with the first working day yesterday, will work on an integrated approach to fragility and will boost efforts on humanitarian diplomacy to promote respect for international humanitarian law and humanitarian principles. It will also focus on finding durable solutions for forcibly displaced persons and ensuring access to human rights, notably for stateless persons, and will explore ways to bring about a more equitable division of responsibility among donors, which include private sector engagement. UNHCR and the global humanitarian system are facing serious funding shortfalls, leaving many people in need without adequate assistance, especially in protracted crisis. The EU and its member states also reiterate their call for a strong collective effort to mobilize additional global funding for humanitarian development and peace efforts, with traditional donors remaining engaged and new and emerging donors encouraged to contribute to achieve a more balanced and sustainable funding structure. In parallel, we need to better operationalize linkages across humanitarian, development and peace instrument. And we very much in this context welcome UNHCR's focus on sustainable responses and look forward to seeing this transformed into new approaches on the ground. Let me finish by welcoming UNHCR's interagency initiatives, notably with IOM, both on the route-based approach and on internal displacement. We expect the UN system to ensure a joined-up approach to internal displacement, with UNHCR, IOM, UNDP, and UN Development Coordination Office joining forces towards durable solutions to internal displacement beyond the end of the mandate of Special Advisor Robert Piper. Thank you very much.